Check. All right, here we go. I'm talking to Doug Pendergraft. And Doug, you attended Parksville High School, is that right?
That's right. That was the old school before they became part of Boyle County.
What year did you graduate?
I got out in 58.
Okay, and who was your coach?
Coach was Hiller Combs.
You first went to Lindsey Wilson, transferred to UK, right?
Went to Lindsey Wilson 2 years, and which was great. Had fortune to have Doug Hines as coach, and we had a good bunch there. It was a 2-year school at that time, and we went on and played the national tournament. And I guess my claim to fame was scored 63 points in one game in the national tournament, and,
wow,
and 154-4, which is still a record today since 1960, which is okay.
Basketball?
Basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say 63 points in football would be a miracle. was that your fondest memory of playing at Lindsey Wilson?
Yeah, it was. They're going to the national tournament 2 years in a row and then being player of the year and an All-American at Lindsey, and I've maintained close ties with Lindsey doing things. And I'd send several kids from here, Lincoln County, down there to Lindsey, go to school.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk about playing at UK.
At UK?
Yeah.
I played 2 years for Coach Rupp, which was difficult. Coach was very demanding and so forth. But it was a great experience to being around a player. I think I was fortunate during my time that I got to go down and talk with Coach Ed Diddle at Western, and was going to school there. And then I changed my mind and went with Coach Rupp there at UK, which was an experience, you know, it's an immeasurable experience in the players you meet and so forth.
Wow. What was it like playing for Coach Rupp? Such a legend, such a figure that everyone seems to know about, you know?
Well, he was a no-nonsense person. You wonder what the thing is when you went over there. What is it? And it was just simple stuff, but do it right. And he was, you know, he never used a whistle. He'd just walk out on the floor and hold his hand up and everybody stopped.
Wow.
You didn't laugh. You didn't grin. You didn't talk and do any kind of thing on the planes going anywhere. You know, it was just and you're under a fishbowl type thing that everybody knows you and sees you, and you have to, you know, which is true today. That's the way it was. But it was very difficult. That was in his latter years, and things were changing a little bit, and sports was changing a little bit, and he was losing a little bit of his edge and so forth. So it was difficult.
Anything about him, and obviously he was a tremendous success, that you used in your own career? Did he influence you to coach or to play or to just act in any certain way?
Being organized, practices, defensive, and he had plays and stuff that he ran for years and years and years. And just from that standpoint of no nonsense, it's business, you know. And I used to, like when I was coaching at Stanford 1 year, I had a couple assistants that liked to get up and play ping pong on the stage. And I said, look, we can't do that. And they consisted to play. So I just took the table and threw it out there. And I said, now you can't play. So no nonsense from Coach Rupp.
What would he do if he showed up late to practice?
Oh, well, you just didn't do that. you know, it's like what happened to the boy that came to school there with me. He said something back to Coach Rupp. You never said anything to Coach Rupp back, and never. Mm-hmm. And that boy disappeared. He was never there anymore.
Wow.
He, you know, whenever you see him, he was gone. Boom. And he said, where did he go? Well, I don't know, but he was so intimidating. He would call you in, and he'd sit there and look at you. And he wouldn't say anything, you know, just look at you, and you look at him, and then he'd come off the wall with some, say, you're a farmer, huh? And something like that, you know. But it was quite an experience. He was, a legendary coach and did a lot of great things for sports and helped bring SC basketball where it is today, which back at that time, I have to admit, it wasn't great. Mm. We dressed on the stage in Mississippi.
Really?
Played in the Mississippi State in little gyms no bigger than a high school gym.
Wow.
And, you know,
What about playing at Memorial Coliseum? What was that?
That was great. That's the greatest place to play basketball still today. You know, that was the room it had and the concourses, the playing floor. Memorial Coliseum was just spectacular, you know. Rupp Arena is kind of boxy in there and so forth. And Coliseum was a tremendous place where they played the high school state basketball tournaments and the playing floor and dressing rooms. I went through there here the other day just to walk through where they – so it was simple dressing rooms and so forth, you know. But it was a great place.
Now, out of college, you went to Crab Orchard High School?
First year of coaching in Lincoln County at Crab Orchard High School. So I wasn't real sure. I could have gone down to Charleston and with one of the UK guys and being assistant coach, which probably maybe have been a good move. But I decided to go over here, and I started here in Lincoln County. And so I maintained several years here in Lincoln County.
Wow. Now, our records show that you were Crab Orchard for four seasons, 62,
four seasons.
63, 65, 66.
Yep. Right.
Okay. What about, what was, did you taught at Crab Orchard
yep.
and coached as well?
Right.
How was that like?
You had to teach in order to coach. And today they have some situations where they don't do that. But, I taught science and PE and then I coached basketball and baseball.
What was that? I mean, talk about your memories of coaching and the kids you had. And
yeah, well, back then we had Crab Orchard, Houstonville, McKinney, and Memorial, and later Stanford came in. There was also a black school, Lincoln Memorial at that time. And then also all the schools in our 45th district also included Casey County Schools, Liberty and Casey County, and the Rockcastle County Schools, Mount Vernon, Livingston, and Broadhead. And learned a lot coaching there. As far as the players and so forth, some really good kids, and they like to play. And being from UK, they would listen to you. You know, you could walk on the floor, and what you said, they were very attentive. You know, we maintained that from Coach Rupp. You know, absolute, a little bit apart, not on a friendly basis with the kids all the time. You know, and hardly any. I was here, and they were there, and I got that from Coach Rupp. You know, it was completely separate. But we had some good kids through the years, and had a real outstanding team for the last year ahead. And we had Todd Boyd, Howard kid, Nasher boy, Ledford boy, and so forth. I think we won around 20 games that year.
Then you moved to coach at Stanford. You replaced Denzel Dennis for three seasons.
Yeah. Stanford had really grown in strength and so forth. They got the black school came into Stanford. When that did, that changed the whole makeup of things. Because they had some outstanding players there at the Lincoln School. And Stanford we had some really good years. We had in the year of 68 in football and basketball. I think we were 13-0 at Christmas or 16-0. And we had some really good kids. One of our kids is a county attorney now, Eddie May. And we had Bobby Folger. And we had a couple of Brown boys named Browns, which Kurt and Gary Brown. Gary's still here. And we had a great ball club. We beat Danville, who later went to the state. We played them in the district. I think there was 4,400 people there. And they beat us by a few points. And that ended a really a fantastic season at Stanford.
Did Stanford play the other county schools?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of the county schools. And it was very competitive. They'd always want to knock you off and beat you, you know. And even though we branched out and played a lot of other schools, too, like Anderson County when Jack Upchurch was over there and so forth. Stanford was had a really neat team.
Was there I know Lancaster was a rivalry game, but was there another county school that was a strong rivalry as well?
Well, you had a rivalry with Memorial and Houstonville here in the county. And then I suppose you could look at Casey County, came along, but rivalry with Danville and Boyle County schools had gone together, so you had those. And those were big rivalries, yeah.
you taught at Stanford also. What did you teach?
Taught mainly just science.
Okay.
Mainly science. I taught, got into just teaching biology and general science and so forth.
Any strong memories of being a teacher or a coach at Stanford?
Stanford was just a great atmosphere. We had tremendous teachers. And the things we did there in the football program, Coach Bill Ed Leedy was our football coach. And we had homecomings and parades and all this kind of stuff. And we're a good academic school. So Stanford was just a fabulous faculty and so forth.
Now, you were at Crab Orchard when Lincoln High integrated.
Yep.
Were there any players from Lincoln that went to Crab Orchard?
No. They
all went to Stanford?
No. A boy named Nelson Graves went to Houstonville. And he was an outstanding player. And Houstonville was runner-up in the regional tournament that one year. And they probably would have won the region if Nelson got hurt. He got hurt there toward the end. So the black athlete, Mastersons and so forth from Lincoln, when they came into the scene, they completely changed the complexion. All the players went to McKinney, Houstonville, and Stanford.
Do you remember a game where Lincoln High was treated poorly at the regional tournament at Somerset by the officials?
Yeah, I remember. they probably should have won. They should have probably won the region.
Lincoln should have?
Yeah, they were just tremendous. Mm-hmm. They're talented. Players are just unbelievable. But you could have maybe looked at it that way. It was very difficult for them just coming in and so forth, and things were a little different. And I remember people talking about that, and maybe the officiating was a little bit leaning the other way. And maybe in the early days that things weren't exactly like they should have been. It's hard to say, but they were. And I thought probably they would win because they just their talent was just so great, and they jumped and run and shoot the ball, you know, and just, they were fabulous.
Were there questions of, I guess, race playing a role in the officiating?
let's hope not, but they may have been we didn't look at that very much at that time. That came later on in the 70s where things got a little bit confusing, mm-hmm. but I would hope not. They were, like, I was coaching and a lot of fellows like me, they could see how talented they were and just great people.
Right. Where did you go when you left Stanford?
When I left Stanford, I went to Mercer County. Coached a couple years old Mercer County. Coached head coach in the football and coached basketball at track. And so went over there 2 years. Coach Steve Clevenger was over there in UK. Mm. And I was able to help Steve. Steve was a UK Adolph man. He tried to run whatever UK ran, which did not necessarily hold true. And when you're playing zones a lot and different things like mm-hmm. that, but Steve was a good fellow, a good coach, and so we had two good years, really good kids in football. And it was my first year of head coaching in football.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you retire?
Oh Lord, retire?
Or have you retired?
No. No, I manage the homebound program here at Lincoln County, and this is 44 years.
Wow. That's something else. Time flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, Mercer County was a good situation, because from there I went to Danville High School and coached there and had baseball coach and so forth, and then later on drifted back to here in Lincoln County and helped coach up church and during my years I coached tennis, golf, baseball, football, track. I guess I didn't leave out anything.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I've noticed about in people that I've interviewed and looking at the history of Lincoln
yep.
County sports, things that happened nationwide kind of had their place here in this county as well, in this community. I mean, you look at movies like Remember the Titans mm-hmm. or what have you, and, you know, things like that you see on a national stage, you could almost say happened here locally as well.
Yeah, you couldn't escape all the stuff that was going on. And I remember the 70s, particularly, that things on the national stage, was you could see it here. And, you know, they were some difficult years. I was at Danville High School and also at Stanford there during that time in the 70s. And the 70s was kind of a turmoil type situation where players and students were being influenced and so forth. And it took some working through that period of time, which is much, much better, much improved. But they went through a real rough spell right in there that, you had to be, it was very difficult to handle certain situations, you know.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about anything?
No, we enjoyed all these years at Lincoln County, and sports has been great. We've had some great fellows here through the years. We had Coach Doyle McGuffey out at Memorial, which is probably one of the best coaches there was around here, and we had some really good people, and it's been great for me, and I enjoyed it.
Okay. All righty. Let me stop this.